From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Ethiopia began 3 days of national mourning Monday for 52 people who were killed in a stampede at a religious festival after police clashed with anti-government protesters, according to state-controlled media. Chaos erupted after police charged protesters among those at the festival and fired tear gas, triggering a stampede. Moroccan police have arrested 10 women who had allegedly pledged allegiance to the Islamic State jihadist group and plan to carry out suicide bombings across the country, according to authorities Monday. The Interior Ministry says the all-female cell had tried to obtain the chemicals used to make explosives belts and were planning to attack vital installations. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday that Russia was concerned about the developing situation in Syria and is seeking to normalize it. He spoke during a news conference Monday. He says, "We are concerned about the attempts by some participants of the process inside and outside Syria to act regardless of the decisions of the UN Security Council. We want to remove all obstacles standing in the way of achieving everything that has been agreed in relation to Syria normalization." His comments come as the Syrian government and allied forces advance towards Aleppo. Suicide bombers struck 2 Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital Monday, killing at least 10 people, according to security and medical officials. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today in Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. The Taliban says they have captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. This is VOA News. Greek police Monday fired tear gas to control a demonstration by pensioners as they attempted to march to the office of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. They are protesting cutbacks to their benefits that are part of an austerity drive dictated by international lenders. Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens voted in support of the government's opposition to any future mandatory EU plans to relocate asylum seekers. The government claimed a sweeping victory, but analysts said that the result was an embarrassing defeat for Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The United Nations is warning the lives of tens of thousands of refugees fleeing war and persecution are at risk from growing xenophobia. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi says the gravest displacement crisis continues to be generated in Syria.
We have run out of words to describe the death, destruction and suffering willingly inflicted on civilians by the parties to that conflict, while states with the power to stop the war are simply unable to find the unity of intent required to do so.
He says the right to asylum is being undermined by xenophobia, as well as nationalistic and political rhetoric intent on linking refugees with security concerns and terrorism. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
5 men accused of the shock murder of top Kremlin critic Boris Nemtsov in central Moscow faced a jury Monday as their trial opened at a Russian military court. Nemtsov was a former deputy prime minister and a prominent opposition politician who openly criticized President Vladimir Putin. He was gunned down late at night on February 27, 2015. The pound hit a 3-year low against the euro Monday after Prime Minister Theresa May said Britain will trigger Brexit negotiations by the end of March, and her finance minister warned of turbulence. Finance Minister Philip Hammond said during the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham that people should expect some turbulence as we go through the negotiating process. Hurricane Matthew is moving toward densely populated Jamaica and Haiti, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, and cause torrential rains. On its current track, Matthew Center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rain as it makes landfall in Haiti and then on to Cuba. Yoshinori Usumi of Japan won the Nobel Medicine Prize for his work on autophagy. That's a process whereby cells eat themselves. It's when disrupted can cause Parkinson's and diabetes. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.